inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, another edition of The Flip Side on your way for this, my favorite day of the week, Friday, June the 22nd. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. And just a quick heads up, and we'll tell you about this as the show progresses, but we will be moving to a new time slot starting Monday. And so you can catch The Flip Side from 10 to 11 Central Standard Time starting Monday. Well, it looked like folks on Wall Street, after digesting the banking downgrade by Moody's yesterday, concluded that the news wasn't that bad. And not wanting to deal with the big issue, which is going to be next week, Thursday, when the European Union meets, went out the week on a positive note. We'll have all those numbers for you when we return.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. use for emergencies, or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Welcome back to the Flip Side, and yes, we do play Christmas jingles in June. The Dow closed the week out by gaining 67 points at 12,640, NASDAQ up 33 at 2,892. The dollar was slightly weaker today, dollar index at 82.24. Crude oil jumping above $80 a barrel, up $1.56 at $80.15. Not sure if that was a reaction to the report that Syria had shot down a Turkish jet. Still no confirmation on that, by the way. Gold ended the week up $7 at $15.73, silver up 2 cents at $27 even, platinum off $4 at $14.41, palladium up $1 at $6.13, and finally the miners once again giving back a little off 75 basis points. XAU closed the week out at 156.29. Looking forward to next week. The big day will be Thursday of next week when European leaders get together to discuss what is being rumored to be a $2 trillion firewall against failing banks in Greece and Spain. Well, as we do each and every Friday, my great pleasure to welcome Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries to the show. Hi, Chuck.
Hi, Robbie.
How you been
Happy
doing, my
Friday.
Friend? Yes, you too.
I had a question for you about this meeting that you just mentioned that's coming up.
Yes.
In Europe, I've been reading about this. Your friend Evans Ambrose Pritchard, or Ambrose Evans Pritchard, whichever it is,
yes,
wrote a story about this not a couple of weeks ago, about this meeting that they call the $2.3 trillion redemption fund.
Yes,
and
sir.
In that story that he wrote, he said that all the countries, according to this agreement that they have yet to approve, but which they're talking about, all the countries would have to put gold up as collateral for their share of this to guarantee that they performed.
Yes.
And then if their bonds did not were not paid off, they would lose their gold to the fund itself. And is that true? Is that a part of what they're talking about?
Oh, absolutely. But there has been rumors out today that Angela Merkel may ease up on what they are going to define as acceptable collateral. So there could be some wiggle room there for whether or not it is tapping into the Spanish and the Greek gold reserves. But even the Italian prime minister came out yesterday and he warned in no uncertain terms that the ECB has basically 1 week in which to save the euro. So if you take the Italian prime minister's warning as it was meant, unless there's some sort of substantial agreement coming out next Thursday, the euro could be in trouble. But
Well, Robbie, there is no collateral of any kind for any bonds that are issued by any sovereign country in the world, as far as I know. There's certainly nothing behind our bonds.
Yes.
You can't claim anything if your bond is not paid off, or if the money that if the dollars should be, for instance, diluted to the point where you don't get anything back, you can't claim anything. So how can Europe issue any kind of a bond instrument that's backed by something? Because that would be a first. If they issue any bond at all that's backed by anything, then everybody would want those bonds and nobody would want anything else. I mean, if I had 10 United States Treasury bonds and the euro issued a bond that was backed by any gold at all, I would want to get that bond. I wouldn't want my Treasury bond.
I think that's in large part. I think that's also in large part why Ben Bernanke didn't announce any substantive quantitative easing measures, saying that, for want of a better word, they are concerned about the events in Europe, but they didn't want to use all the tools they have available right now. In other words, the Fed is hoping that there can be some sort of a deal struck next week that would not force the Fed to obviously go to DEFCON 5.
Yes, but Ben Bernanke, of course, doesn't really have cards up his sleeve, because what he has is orders up his sleeve that someone tells him what to say. So he doesn't have to know everything. And I just wondered if somehow the U.S. and the Federal Reserve are in on some sort of a scheme in Europe that would end up taking away all of the European gold. In other words, if these countries were compelled somehow to hawk their gold to back bonds they issued, eventually they'll default on those bonds and someone who owns them will end up taking all the gold.
Well, that's why I also find the other story that came out this week of interest, and that the little African country of Ghana, their central bank said that they are making preparations to withdraw all their gold reserves from Eurozone banks that they feel may be at some sort of risk. So the folks in Ghana are a little concerned that, you know, the banks in Europe that are holding their gold reserves may pledge Ghana's gold as assets. And
sure, why not? And they got it, why not pledge it?
Yeah, so they're saying, you know, maybe a good time right now to bring our gold back home.
So then why did the gold price go down? I was kind of curious that the gold went, but something else I wanted to mention in the context of this before I belabor it, because I really didn't mean to, but I'm very curious about this.
Sure.
And I know your listeners should be curious about what do the people that run the Federal Reserve have up their sleeve in relationship to Europe? They're in on it, of course. We know that whatever happens over there, the Federal Reserve commanders are certainly going to be in on the game. It isn't going to be played without them. They're going to have a seat at that table. But what I noticed was this little bit about the gold was mentioned by Ambrose Pritchard in his story. And several other people have mentioned it, and you mentioned Ghana, that they know gold is somehow involved in this. But I noticed that Fox News and every one of the American stations that talked about this trillion-dollar, they call it the redemption fund, is what they call it, every one of them failed to mention anything at all about gold. Not one word was ever said about bonds being issued in Europe that were backed by gold. And I wondered if that could have been an intentional omission that somehow we're not supposed to be thinking about that.
Absolutely, that's a standard omission from, Fox Business and CNBC. But what is even more interesting this week was that China's central bank announced that it's willing to share in a $3 trillion fund.
Fund.
Between Brazil, Russia, India, and a few other BRIC countries, because they are setting up this a payment system so that they can avoid euro and dollar volatility.
And
they are concerned that, as you must probably have read, even if you're a casual reader, many references have been made to what's going on in Europe could quite easily be another Lehman Brothers moment. And as you remember, the chaos that was caused in the financial markets after the Lehman collapse was credit markets froze up. So it looks like China's central bank is doing everything in their power to make sure that should another Lehman Brothers moment occur, the BRIC countries would have an alternative payment mechanism outside of, obviously, the euro and the dollar. We're speaking with Chuck Colson from Straight Gate Ministries. We'll take a quick time out and be right back.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's teravim.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for this Friday. Speaking with Charles Colson from Straight Gate Ministries. So, Chuck, it was a crazy week, brother, but it's going to get a lot crazier in the weeks to come.
Is there anything different people should be doing as a result of these late developments, or is it always just keeping close what you have?
I think, by and large, people should be paying a lot more attention to what China is doing than anything else. I mean, you know, as I mentioned before, here last week at the G20 conference, they put together that mechanism whereby they could circumvent the dollar and the euro. And today, China and Brazil signed a currency swap arrangement that enables each country to access up to $30 billion as part of efforts to build up a financial buffer to help guard against a freeze-up in the global markets. And I think that's pretty much what the worst-case scenario is another Lehman-like event where credit markets freeze up, because the world's economy, as you most probably can tell from all the reports, nobody is doing really well. China has slowed down, as we know. Europe has their problems, and as we can tell from the Philly Fed survey on manufacturing that came out yesterday, the U.S. is nowhere close to any sort of recovery. But there is some good news, Chuck. I saw a report today that gas prices at the pump could be $3 come election day. What a shock, what a surprise.
Yes, yes. Well, it should be even lower than that.
Yes.
And you might have also seen that the Environmental Protection Agency approved 15% ethanol, and now they're trying to get the gas stations, of course, to put the pumps in so that we can buy it. But you don't have to buy it. It's only been approved, and of course, it's another scheme to push the EPA agenda to burn corn.
Yes, and you know the
help people burn ethanol.
Yes, and you know the interesting thing I have noticed, being a somewhat on and off a NASCAR fan. Whenever I've watched a NASCAR event over the last 2 weeks, I'm actually amazed by how they are pushing, Sunoco fuel, the ethanol-based fuel that they use for NASCAR.
Right, right.
And yep. It's all very red, white, and blue, and touchy-feely, feel-good
commercial. It's convincing coming from NASCAR because those cars run really good.
Yes.
It makes people think I'd like my car to run like that, even if I don't want to drive a NASCAR. But the truth is that what's good for them is not good for you, because they don't care if they only get one-third of the mileage or two-thirds. It's actually two-thirds of the mileage that you get. If you burn gasoline, it only takes you two-thirds as far. So that's not a consideration there. They're only interested in octane and horsepower at the moment, and they can afford to pump more in if they need it in the NASCAR races, whereas we can't. We don't want to pay $4 for what you can get for $3. So the big thing is, of course, advertising and pushing this, and you have these big lobbies and trade associations who are shoving ethanol and are trying to convince people that it's good for them. Of course, going back to our purpose, our concerns about it is that it produces shortages of food, and the food shortages are showing up globally, especially in places like India, where you have now talk of 25% starvation rate in India. We think of India as now being somewhat modernized and industrialized, and we talk to Indians all the time who are in a hot room somewhere trying to sell us something over our telephone, and we're starting to forget the fact that there's not enough food for people in India, and that these artificially created shortages of grains are a big factor that is actually starving people, not just in India but all over. We've talked about it many times.
You know, some of the images that you manage to pick up on the internet, which you don't see from any mainstream media outlet in the U.S., is talking about food shortages. You should see the lines of people in Greece that line up every day for soup kitchens just to get a bowl of soup and a piece of bread, Chuck.
Yes.
I mean, these are lines that go for blocks. And we'll take another quick time out and be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
He's 5 foot 2.
Welcome back to the Flip Side on this Friday. Robbie Noel speaking with Charles Colson from Straight Gate Ministries. You know, Chuck, I don't want to harp on the G20 conference because it is now history. But by and large, one of the important issues that was supposed to be discussed at this G20 conference held here in Cabo San Lucas was going to be to addressing food shortages in the world's poorest regions. And a spokesman for one of the groups that was pushing for a discussion on food shortages said that particular discussion was hijacked by obviously the financial crisis in Europe, where they were more concerned in solving, the European debt situation. Although he said food security was meant to be a top priority during the summit. He went on to add, saying biofuels, a key driver of food price volatility, because it uses fuel for fuel, were ignored despite calls by international agencies to scrap subsidies. So, yeah. Food played second fiddle to collateral debt swaps, derivatives, and fiat currencies.
You know, the people at those conferences are not concerned about being able to afford food, so that's why they have a hard time thinking it's important. One of the hungry places in the world is Egypt, and it's very much in the news right now. Egypt, yes, of course, is a big producer of grain because the Nile at one time was a great breadbasket. But, of course, now you have a lot of people in Egypt and a big, big poor class. And of course, they are now in the throes of being thrown to the wolves, essentially. Their revolution brought them what looked like an election. They had an election. It appears they elected the Muslim Brotherhood as the leadership, which the Muslim Brotherhood has been around since 1928,
Yes.
It's an old party there. And during the course of the election, what happened is the army came in and they took over the parliament, threw out everyone, and changed all the laws. So when the election was over, the army is still in, no matter who gets elected. And everybody that gets elected has to answer to the army. So Egypt has had its revolution stolen. And, of course, Robbie, who is responsible for this is, of course, our own government, because we are the people that give $1 billion and almost $2 billion a year to the Egyptian government for military aid. So when you go to Egypt, you see armed guys everywhere. They don't get paid much, but they have a job. They carry a rifle. When you go to the pyramids, there's one standing there somewhere to make sure that no one blows anything up. There's just about any place you go, you'll find a paid Egyptian military guy somewhere. So this army is really big and powerful, and they have all the weapons. And they've simply taken over the Egyptian election and taken over the Egyptian people. And they're really right back to square one. The other thing about the Egypt situation, that is, of course, the responsibility of our leaders, is that Egypt runs all of these things through a central bank. And we have no idea who runs the central bank. But we know very well that our leaders of our central banks know who run their central banks. They of course, are very well attuned to who controls the money that we give to Egypt, probably funneled in through that central bank. And so what we've got here now is a country with the biggest population country in the Middle East, probably the most important country in the Middle East in many respects, were it not, of course, for that they don't have a lot of oil, but in terms of population at least, and somebody that gets a lot of U.S. aid, and they've now been thrown right back into a military dictatorship where an army that consists of 20 of the old Mubarak generals has now taken over the revolution of the people, and they're just going to run it. And what I wanted to point out is that in our Congress, we have people that are actually facilitating this very quietly and smoothly. It's going on right in front of our eyes, and the way it's being done is by an attack on none other than the Muslim Brotherhood. And last week in Congress, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann and Congressman Trent Franks, who I know personally from my years in Arizona, and you may have met him, they are both devout Christian Zionists,
yes.
Along with a bevy of other people, Louis Gohmert, Tom Rooney, who I don't know, Lynn Westmoreland from Georgia. They wrote a letter to the Inspector General's office, and essentially what they're doing is trying to discredit the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization and a threat to the United States, and are doing,
yes,
this at the very time when the Egyptian election is going on.
Well, in large part, they are feeding off the propaganda that is spewed forth on a daily basis by Fox News, and in particular, Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly, that by some of their statements, it's pretty clear that they have little, if any, historical understanding of who the Muslim Brotherhood is or how it came about in the first place. They just simply revert to the knee-jerk reaction if you're talking about Muslim Brotherhood, then you are talking about radical Islam, who are wanting to impose Sharia law in America. But any novice of history will understand what the Muslim Brotherhood is and how it came about. And it is nothing that is being portrayed by what I can only classify as the rabid Zionist in the mainstream U.S. press.
In the mainstream U.S. press and in our main churches. And
yes.
Fred Frank's person is a devout Christian Zionist. He's well known. I know his church. I've been there. I know his leaders. I know I've talked to him personally. I've been on the same speaking platform with him. And so I used to know him quite well. And Michelle Bachmann, we know about her from her experience and of course one would ask, what do we care? The Egyptian people are having an election, and they have a choice between being ruled by the Muslim Brotherhood or at least being represented by the Muslim Brotherhood, or being represented by 20 generals who used to work for Mubarak and have all the guns. Now, why would the American people want to enter into that? Why not let the Egyptian people make up their own mind? But we, of course, are guided by these leaders who do have an axe to grind. And this is a very, very clear-cut effort to make sure that the Egyptian government is run by a central bank that the United States ships military aid through to an army unit that basically controls the people there with guns and disarms, of course, the population. That's the way it is in Gaza, just across the line from Egypt. And that's why when you go to Egypt and you want to go into Gaza, you can't go to the Egyptian border and say, I'm here with my passport, I want to enter Gaza. They'll simply say, no, the border's closed because Israel wants it to be closed. And this is, so because of the U.S. influence, Israel, Egypt becomes one side of the encirclement of the Palestinian people, right up along their border and along the Mediterranean. And so we are ignorant, so ignorant of these ideas, but it isn't really, it's not necessary that we define exactly what the Muslim Brotherhood is or what they believe, any more than we need to unearth all of these parties in Europe. We don't know what every one of them. It's not our affair. It's not our business. We need to stay away from them, and our press and our Congress should allow the people in Egypt to make these decisions. What's been done, of course,
the Muslim Brotherhood has been around, long before the Second World War.
1928.
I mean, it was originally put together because they were opposed to British rule.
Exactly, yeah. But
because of that, they were without question sympathetic towards Germany during the Second World War because they, like the Germans, viewed the British as the threat, and so it's always interesting to note that. That part of the Muslim Brotherhood history is always brought up by, you know, the chattering class of the likes of Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, as if to prove a point that the Muslim Brotherhood are nothing more today than closet Nazis.
whatever they do have the confidence. And they've earned the confidence of the Egyptian people by sort of leading this revolution that did result in getting rid of Mubarak, a dictator.
Yes.
And probably if they did come to power, There would be some things changed in Egypt. If you go to Egypt now, anything goes. You can. There's prostitution there. There's plenty of alcohol in Egypt. There's no shortage of any of the. There's gambling casinos of all kinds. There's nothing. No shortage of the things that the Muslim Brotherhood says they're against. And they might very well clean up some of those things. If you go across the line into Gaza, you won't find any, even a beer sign. So I don't think there's any of the things I've mentioned in Gaza. But it's really not our affair. But what Bachman and these people say about the Muslim Brotherhood, and this is the interesting thing I see, is they bring it up from this Christian perspective, and they quoted the original papers of the Muslim Brotherhood in 1928 as a reason why we should try to stamp them out. And what they said is they quoted the founding documents, which essentially said, maybe I can find it here. Founded in 1928, this is Michelle Bachman speaking. The Muslim Brotherhood motto reads, Allah is our objective, the Prophet is our leader, the Quran is our law, jihad is our way, dying is the way of Allah. Dying in the way of Allah is our highest hope. Of course, this is probably translated by someone, but none of this is much different than Christian doctrine that basically said God is our objective, Jesus is our leader, the Bible is our law, or the Ten Commandments is our law, following evangelism is our way, and if you die in the cause of God, you die right and well. Jesus said those words more or less himself. The Muslim Brotherhood's motto could be Christian doctrine very easily, except for the use of Arabic words in the place of English words, because when they translated the statement Allah is our objective, they translated that from Arabic and they left Allah in Arabic, which means God in Arabic. And then they put objective in English. I don't know what was the Arabic word originally. The Prophet is our leader. They could have, I don't know what the Arabic word for prophet might have been, and so on. And jihad, of course, is a word in Arabic which means striving for perfection in Arabic. What they do is they criminalize the Muslim Brotherhood's doctrine, when in fact it's very close to what most people who claim to follow Christ would say should be their own objectives.
I know. It's kind of crazy, my friend.
Well, it's really not. It's part of the whole complex we're wrapped up in. We're in a war-based economy.
Yes.
Our leaders are bent on keeping war going. They want conflict in the Middle East. They don't want independent countries to be taken over by independent governments that don't ask permission from our Federal Reserve or from our leadership to do everything. And anybody who doesn't do that is going to be under attack. And that's why the Muslim Brotherhood is under attack. And that's why... I don't know why Pakistan is under attack today, because they seem to do everything we want, but we're bombing Pakistan almost daily now. What we're having is this ongoing, continuous effort to keep us hustled into some new conflict. And make sure those in conflict have independent government.
You know that quick spike in oil prices today was only soon after it was announced that Syria had shut down a Turkish a jet. Now, Turkey, being a member of NATO, it brings in all kinds of problems, and we still haven't got confirmation if the jet was actually shot down, but Syria has offered an apology, whether that means anything. Anyway, we'll take another quick time out and be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Friday, and just a heads up, starting Monday, the flip side actually returning to its original time slot of 10 to 11 Central Time, and that's a.m. So, Chuck, we got a new time slot for next week. We'll be on a little earlier in the morning, and I will send you an email and just make sure I have your time correct for you.
Okay, very good. That's 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock Central Time.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'd like to make a final point about this Egypt thing. I think
sure.
We Christians have failed to do our job. We saw clearly a revolution going on in the streets that was a people revolution against a dictatorship. And because they had leadership coming from the Muslim Brotherhood, good or bad, whether you like the Muslim Brotherhood or not, they had leadership that got rid of a sense of tyranny. But we allowed our government to go ahead and support their military by giving them more and more aid all the time. And in the end, the military, with all their guns and armaments and money, prevails, and the next thing you know, they're back in power, and the people are back under the thumb. We didn't do our part. We didn't step in and say, wait a minute, our government needs to give humanitarian aid to the people in the streets. They obviously don't have jobs. We don't need to give money to the military right now so that they can suppress people. And if we would have simply done our part and said, insisted that we treat the revolution as a positive thing, the thing would have taken its course. Now the way it is, the army will continue to have weapons, and they'll continue to have money to pay soldiers that we give them. They'll grab control, and then the central bank, who's playing in behind the scenes here, will print the Egyptian money to pay for some aid to keep them in power, and the people will be right back under the same thumb with a new leader. We as Christian people who say that we are for people's rights to freedom, we simply need to do a better job. We simply need to be more positive about these real obvious situations like this one. I don't understand very well what's going on in Syria, but I sure did understand what's going on in Egypt. And what's happened is exactly the opposite of what every American, every Christian should want to have happen.
Yeah, thanks. Well, we are living through interesting times, Chuck.
Thank you, Robbie. Talk to you next week.
Absolutely, my friend. Look forward to it. You have yourself a great week.
Okay.
And once again, my friends, quick reminder, starting Monday, new time slot, 10 to 11, Central Standard Time. Till Monday, have yourselves a great weekend. See you, bye.